Okay, so it's Sunday afternoon here in Wivenhoe in the Congregational Church. Almost that time of the year. We're going to find out what that means. I'm with Sarah Rout. And so what is that time of the year? What is fast approaching here in Wivenhoe?
Hello, Jason. Well, it's coming up for the Wivenhoe pantomime. We've been rehearsing for a couple of months now. So thank you for joining us today to see what we're up to.
That's very, very kind. And I'm really pleased, Sarah, that I've got some time with you because you do seem to be very central in the pantomime this year. And so please explain your endless roles that you're taking on this year, the many hats that you're wearing.
Right, well, to start with, I wrote the pantomime. So then I had to organise the auditions back in September and try and cast it, which was quite tricky. And I'm directing as well.
So it's pretty much everything, although I know we do have lots of musical help with people like Nick and also Brian helping
out.
We've got...
Brian Ford is the assistant director, and he's invaluable. I'm so glad he's on board. But we have worked together in the past, and I know we work really well together, so that was just the perfect pairing. Yeah, we've got Nick White, who's our musical director, and we've got three producers sharing the various producing roles, like booking rehearsal space, printing tickets, making sure that everything's done that should be done. Although I do seem to spend an awful lot of hours doing other things as well, helping out with a bit of scenery and clearing out some old scenery that got water damaged and helping to build the new. So yes, I've kind of got my fingers in lots of pies.
And Sarah, not wanting to give too much away, it's always a very delicate act here, trying to tease this out. we do have a title for this year's panto.
Yes, we do. It's called Monsters Rock the Pantomime.
And that is a title which I'm sure people listening aren't really familiar with. So a new piece of work. Can we give it a few ideas away?
Yes, I'll give you a very brief teaser about it. It's set in the village of Little Happens. And
completely made-up village, no relation at all to where we're...
No, there's no references to local places this time, which I think is probably a first, because we normally mention Wivenhoe in every other sentence. But no, it's the village of Little Happens. The central character is Sam, who's a blacksmith, who is in love with Bella, who, unfortunately, is an orphan, but lives with the squire, Boris Blackheart, who's the evil guardian. There is a forest, and there's something on the other side of the forest that the village people are very, very afraid of. But I won't give too much away at this point.
So, Sarah, that's really quite a sort of complex sort of storyline going on there with lots of different ideas. It would have been so easy to put on Jack and the Beanstalk, but you've got something very, very new. So how on earth, as a writer, do you approach that empty script and then fill it with an entire pantomime?
I must admit, it was trickier. Pantomimes I've been involved with writing in the past have always been existing stories. So you just pad them out, introduce pantomime-type characters, and it's a lot easier. I had the idea for this one probably about 7 or 8 years ago. I actually... I was at Universal Studios in Florida, and they had a monster show there with some singing and dancing, and I kind of thought, oh, it'd be fun to do a pantomime with some different characters in. And then when I was last asked to write a pantomime, I was co-writing it with Brian Ford, but the other pantomime I was desperate to do at the time was Peter Pan. So I kind of shelved this idea, but I still had some notes scribbled down about it. So this year, when it was my chance to write again, I thought, yep, I'm going to start from scratch, and it was quite hard, I must admit.
And here we are, Sarah, so mid-November. Mm. We've got the Christmas season coming up, and then as soon as Christmas is finished, that really means it's pantomime time.
Well, yes, it does. I mean, our first performance is on Wednesday the 23rd of January. Tickets actually go on sale at our late night shopping and switching of the Christmas lights. That's Thursday the 6th of December. So we're selling tickets there, and then on the Friday they'll be on sale in both of the Wivenhoe post offices.
And do you think, Sarah, a final question, do you think you're getting a show into place almost there?
Do you know, we had a rehearsal Wednesday. It was the first time we'd run the whole of the first half, and I was so impressed. I would even say we seem to be a little bit more ahead of ourselves than we have been previously. It really came together. I was so proud. Lots of the cast had started to learn their lines, and it just came alive. So I'm hugely confident that it's going to be a cracking show.
Well, there's encouragement. Wonderful. So that has been Sarah Rout, who has these many roles. I think we'll just say she is Miss Pantomime this year here in Wivenhoe. And hopefully we'll be catching up over the coming weeks and just charting how all this develops.
Yeah, but, that's
looking and sounding good. Looking and sounding
Thank
very
you.
Good so far.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.